Did you ever have one of those days when you just wanted to smash something? Well, there are places for people who'd like to take a swing at electronics or mason jars and hear them crash. I'm Sherry Lawson. I took a trip to a rage room in northern Kentucky and have this report. Clay pigeons being hurled at the wall. Mason jars smashed to smithereens with a baseball bat, and a 75-inch flat-screen TV bashed with a sledgehammer. That's the scene at a rage room in Florence, Kentucky, and it's where Nathan Powell came to celebrate his 31st birthday. Powell admits he was hesitant at first.
Well, you know, the whole concept, when I first was told that it was a rage room, I was kind of questioning it, to be honest. I was like, is this like a healthy thing to do? Like, oh, I'll just start punching stuff.
These rooms are designed to create a safe environment where people pay to smash discarded objects. Full Throttle Adrenaline Park is the family entertainment facility where Pal and his friend Nathaniel Honius prepare to enter what's referred to as the rage cage. Honius pulls on the required coveralls. He reflects on how he's feeling before breaking items.
It's definitely an interesting feeling. The suit's pretty thick, so I'm feeling the heat already.
After Nathaniel and Nathan suit up in coveralls, they slip on steel-toed boots, thick gloves, and a helmet with a face mask as Rage Room assistant Jordan King lays out the rules.
Only one person in the rage area at a time. Make sure the other people are behind our rage cage.
As King captures the sound of items breaking, she says sometimes people play loud music while they bash, but Nathan and Nathaniel are content with the sound of shattered glass. Nathan goes first and takes a swing at the big screen TV with an aluminum baseball bat. When it's Nathaniel's turn, he takes a crack at an entire box of mason jars that go crashing into the rage cage wall. After about 20 minutes participating in rage room activities, the two men exit the room where slogans include smash your heart out and obliteration as an art form. These guys are sweating. Nathaniel and Nathan are happy to recall their experience.
In the aftermath of that, it's quite exhausting, I gotta say. But it is very much cathartic. I've never done anything like that quite before, so it's kind of against every instinct you have. You're not used to seeing a nice expensive piece of, you know, electronic or AV equipment and saying, you know what, I'm just gonna swing the hammer today.
As we were going, it just was like, I shouldn't be doing this, but as we kept going, it was, oh, this is a different experience, this is exciting.
One of the first rage rooms opened in Tokyo, Japan in 2008, according to WHYY's Science and Health podcast, The Pulse. The operations manager at Full Throttle, Andrew Passman, says he believes the activity has gained popularity around this region in the last 5 years.
I've seen people are here with their significant other. They want to break things together. I've seen people come in by themselves and buy packages and just spend 30 minutes letting it all out. So I think it's a cathartic experience for a lot of people, but it really depends on your mindset going in.
Passman says bashing objects may feel like a cathartic experience, but he says for those people looking for therapy or anger management,
that's what the professionals are for. We're professionals in fun, not therapy.
Dr. Kim Breitenbecker is a professor of psychological science at Northern Kentucky University. She says if someone is interested in anger management, the research indicates that the best methods to diminish anger are more calming.
That's going to be things like meditation, controlled diaphragmatic breathing, mindfulness. There are cognitive behavioral techniques, even sometimes just something like taking time to, you know, stop, count to 10, you know, count to 100.
At a Lexington Rage Room, Ethan Mavity says they take an interactive approach. The owner of Lex Rage says he typically helps people warm up with a game.
The one I've been doing this week is the hammer throw. So I stack bottles along the back wall, and then I give each person two hammers. And then the goal is to knock the bottle down and shatter it with the hammer from the other side of the room.
The Central and Northern Kentucky Rage Room managers say most people leave smiling. As for Nathan Powell, he says he'd like to bring his family. And what about Nathaniel Honius? Will he return for another session?
Oh, 100%. I would do it again.
For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Florence, Kentucky.